She's always smiling. I reach for her, but she vanishes. I try to scream her name, but I can't open my mouth. Fear surges through me. I need to reach her, and so I start to fight, kicking and punching with every ounce of strength left in me, trying to get free. But it's impossible. It hits me then that June's dead. And if she is, then I want to be too. I stop fighting and let the fog pour into my ears. It kills all sound, and then it rams its fists into my eyes and blinds me. It's a darkness so complete, I might as well be encased in lead, free falling to the bottom of the ocean. Gratefully, I let myself sink. Chapter 2. Day 1. Earlier. An affair? Lori hands me the olive from her martini and nods. You honestly think Dave's having an affair? I ask her, shaking my head in astonishment. I can't believe it for a moment. It's absurd. It would be easier to believe he was Grand Wizard of the KKK. Lori downs her drink in one swallow. He's been acting shifty for months, working late, refusing to open up and talk to me. How's that any different to normal? I ask, and immediately realize I shouldn't be making light of it. Lori's serious. I reach across the table and take her hand. I'm sorry, I'm just finding it hard to imagine. She forces a terse smile and signals the waiter for another martini. Now I get why she sounded so tearful when she called and begged me to meet her. I was meant to be having dinner with Robert. He'd arranged a special date night for our anniversary completely out of the blue, admitting to me that Hannah had reminded him. But given the last time he asked me out was about 300 years ago, I had been looking forward to it. He wasn't at all happy when I postponed. But Lori has been there for me through so many ups and downs. I couldn't not be there for her in her hour of need. Do you have any proof? I ask Lori, still incredulous. What, lipstick on his collar? Credit card receipts for a Motel 8? She shakes her head. No, I just know there's something going on. I take a big gulp of my wine and try to process what Lori is telling me, but I just can't. Dave's Dave. If the Jeopardy answer was dependable, the question would be, what is Dave? He and Lori have been together for 15 years. I was maid of honor at their wedding, and I'm godmother to their son, Corey, who has just started college. There are lots of our friends' husbands who I'd lay money on playing away from home. In a small town like ours, rumors fly like the winged monkeys in Oz. But not Dave. No way. It took him 2 years to pluck up the courage to ask Lori out. And even then he made it a double date with Robert and me because he was worried he'd be too nervous to talk to her if he was on his own. Are you sure you're not just jumping to conclusions? I ask Lori. It doesn't sound like the Dave I know. She snorts. How well do we ever really know anyone? She asks, arching an eyebrow. I ponder that. He's acting different, Lori goes on. He's started taking care of himself. He gets up every morning at the crack of dawn and does this 7-minute workout thing. I stare at her blankly. Siri barks orders at you as you do jumping jacks, she explains. It's some midlife crisis app that someone out there is getting extremely rich off. She glances my way for a beat, almost apologetic, before shrugging it off and moving swiftly on. And the other day, I found all these bottles in the bathroom cabinet, pills and oils and ointments. Pills? I ask. She taps her head and